As we start a new year, I have traditionally changed the psalms that we sing for our offering and for our doxology. And I'm doing that today, shifting to Psalm 104D as our offering psalm. And since we'll be singing it throughout the rest of the year, I wanted to make that our psalm of the month and to give a psalm meditation on Psalm 104 today. I'll read it as it appears in the New King James. You can follow along there or in your Psalters as well. It stretches over several selections. Please listen as I read Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever, you covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys. They flow among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine that makes glad the heart of man. Oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted. Where the birds make their nests, the stork has her home in the fir trees. The high hills are for the wild goats, the cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their dens. Man goes about his work and to his labor until evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. This great and wide sea in which are innumerable teeming things, living things both small and great. There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan which you have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, and they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth, and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. May sinners be consumed from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. As I said, by way of introduction, I've chosen this psalm to be the psalm that we'll sing as we give God our offerings throughout this year. And I want to especially meditate on that aspect of this psalm, There's much more that could be drawn out, but I want you to pay attention especially to the idea of our dependence upon God. The point of giving an offering to God is to worship Him for what He has done. Even our children learn this in their catechism. Some of you might know the answer to why should you love and obey God? The answer is because He made me and takes care of me. And that very simple, sweet answer is part of our response of worship. We worship the Lord because He has made us and He takes care of us. He provides for us both spiritually and physically. And one way we express that is by showing our thankful dependence upon God in giving our offering during the worship service. The way we accomplish that today is by giving a gift of money. So you know that we pass a basket around for the offering that is taken up for our giving tithes and offerings to God. I have to observe that unfortunately we can misunderstand the offering because our relationship with money has become very clouded and oftentimes polluted by our sinful expectations and sinful devotion to money itself. I've heard some describe your tithes as being related to something like giving your dues or making your annual membership payment to the YMCA. And just think of how, if you think of your offering in that fashion, of how you might approach your relationship to God. It's as if those benefits that come from God come because you have paid your membership dues. Well, what Psalm 104 does is it lifts your eyes off of that very self-centered way of viewing yourself and your money and your God and lifts your eyes to God who is the creator of all things. If you just take a step back and you look at the broad outline of Psalm 104, you'll see that it starts with just how great God is, because He is the God who created all things. The first third of the psalm is talking about how God spoke and all things came into being, how He ordered the world and how He put limits on even the sea that no man can tame. This is how great God is. The second part of the psalm, or the second third of the psalm, talks about how God then continues to providentially care for everything He has created, all the way down to the most teeny tiny animals that, as it says, teem in the waters that cover the earth. Now, I don't know if any of the children have done this as a school project. Have you ever gone out and got some water from our pond out here and put it under a microscope? And you'll find that there are lots of teeny tiny things that are swimming around in the water. What the psalm does is it says that the Lord, who created the galaxies and black holes, also made and cares for the tiniest things. And it especially calls attention to the way that He gives food to all of His creation. It mentions the birds and the fish and the lions and us. We all look to God for the food that He provides day by day. Our daily food is one of the most ordinary, mundane things about life. And it can be very tempting for us to think of God, who is busy with the greatest things of the universe, would have no time for these ordinary, mundane things. But once again, Psalm 104 provides a helpful corrective. It teaches us and it reminds us that, yes, God takes care of those great and grand things, but He also takes care of you. I like the way that Jesus confirms this in the Sermon on the Mount. He says that God cares for the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, things that are so common and everyday that they come and they go. And yet God knows when a bird falls to the ground. And he knows the lilies as they rise up and quickly fade away. And Jesus' point was, if God so cares for those things, will he not care for you? And he impresses upon the disciples and upon us that we can trust this Creator God that has care for us. We can lay out our needs for all of these things to the Lord and confess our dependence upon him. Then Jesus puts it right in the Lord's Prayer as well. He teaches us to ask God to give us this day our daily bread. That's what Psalm 104 is about as well. That we are looking to God, the one who provides us our daily food. So one of the effects of this psalm is to shape how you go about everyday life. Psalm 104 says, man goes out to his work and to his labor until evening. And it's falling right on the heels, comparing us to the lions who look to God for their food. And we do the same. We go about every day looking to God to provide for us. And that can't help but shape the way you approach the work that you do and shape the way you approach what God has provided for you. So that you come to see that it's not just these little tokens that we give to God that belong to him, but that the entirety of your life and everything you own comes from God. Out of that then rises this great thanksgiving that closes the psalm, and that's the last division or the last third where the psalm closes with this exaltation of praise. May the glory of the Lord endure, says 31. And then personally in verse 33, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to God while I have my being. That's our expression of utter dependence upon the Lord. And it's that attitude that I pray will be part of our giving of our tithes and offerings to the Lord throughout this year. We would recognize that the God who made the universe cares for the smallest details. He cares for you. With that in mind, we're going to sing the next portion of Psalm 104. And then for our offering, we're actually going to sing the entirety of Psalm 104, throughout today. But we'll sing now 104B. I invite you to please stand to sing.